Hi guys, welcome back to Talk Tennis Tea. Well, I know I've been away for a long time, and I'm sorry, I'm really, really sorry, but I'm back now, better than ever, prepared, and we're in the clay season. Look at how time flies. So let's get straight into it. So I put a vote up on Twitter, what you guys wanted to see, or what you guys wanted to hear. And you guys voted for exposing next gen Instagrams. Now, this is kind of hard in a podcast, but I can tell you for a fact, if you follow any of the next gen boys, you are always laughing, you are always being shady, and always sipping on a cup of tea. So let me get straight into it. So first up, we're going to start with my beloved Denis Shapovalov, who loves to post a lot. That's one thing I will say. The next gen boys, you have the boys who love to post a lot, love to keep their fans knowing what's happening, and then you have the boys who post every once in 2 years. Like, I kid you not, guys, it's actually hard to do stuff when they don't post, or get recent photos of them when they don't post. So if any of the next gen boys are listening, please post more. We love to see your faces, even if it's something random, even if it's not even you, even if it's a screen or like you playing Fortnite, which is a problem which I do not like to see, because you guys should be sleeping or doing something productive other than playing Fortnite. Fortnite is actually so bad, but that's my opinion anyway. But we love to see you guys, even if it's scenery or whatever. Just love to know that you're alive. That's just my main thing. Like, I'd love to learn that you're alive. Even though I know I've seen you, I watched you play tennis the night before, I would still like to know that you're alive. Anyway, back to Denis. So Denis posts a lot. He's so bubbly. Like, he has Instagram stories, and I really want to know his Snapchat, because that would be so great. Denis has a Snapchat because Felix. Some of the next gen boys, some of them have Snapchats, but you know of them through just people screenshotting stuff, I would say. That's how I've seen some things, and others because they just say random stuff. Most stuff is on Instagram story now, because Instagram story is like a thing, so it's easier. We don't need the Snapchat, but Snapchat is still funny anyway. So if anyone does have them, please, please let me know. Or if they don't have them, then we have to convince them to make some. But yeah, what I was going to say was, Denis is really lovely. My thing about Denis is, he has his cheerleader, Felix. Felix Agur Asalimi, who is a next gen player as well. Felix is so lovely. Felix cracks me up, and the reason why I love Felix so much is because nearly on every one of Denis's posts, you will see Felix commenting something, whether it's like, good job bro, look at those gains, just something so cute. And it's just like the brotherly love between them is so adorable, and it's not that's not exposing anything, it's just showing how lovely these two are with each other. They're like literally brothers, and it's always like, it always cracks me up. Like, whenever I see Denis post, I always look down in the comments to see if Felix has posted the comment or something, just because it always makes my day. So I'm like, oh, Felix is so cute, like, he's actually adorable. However, with Denis, now you see on Instagram there's that feature where you can go to who you liked and what's happening in your feed, and then you can swipe over to your followers, and I tend to do that sometimes, and I just scroll through, just stalking people, that's what you do. And I see that there's this lovely girl that they all follow. I'm not gonna say her name because I'm pretty sure we all know who she is. They all follow her, and 10 times out of not, there's a picture of her, or multiple pictures of her. She's a beautiful girl, not gonna get me wrong. Their age for that matter, not gonna say anything about that. But I'm just like, honey, And I know for a fact this girl is an academy player, and I don't know where she's from, but she's an academy player. She's gorgeous, and they're all friends with her. But I'm just like, if you actually want to get somewhere in life, honeybee, you might want to stop having next gen players like you for your looks, and actually have people like you for your tennis. But no tea, no shade. Oh, did I forget to tell you guys, grab a cup of tea, because there's gonna be hella lots of shade in this one. So please make your cup of tea and come back and continue listening. So yeah, now we're gonna move on to some of the other next gen. He's not really next gen, but he always causes a stir. Nick Kyrgios, I love him, god bless. Bless up. So he he is lovely. Like, to be honest, his posts about his girlfriend always make me smile. Like, whenever he's Instagram storying her or, like, sharing a throwback or whatever, that's the, like, it's honestly the cutest thing in the world, and I could not be happier for him that he's happy. But there is another side to Nick, and I was looking this morning at some, I was just scrolling through Instagram to see who I had talked about, and I saw that he commented on Dennis's photo, and then he started a fight in the comments of Dennis. Not really a fight, but he was just, like, arguing with someone about something, and I'm just like, that's not really, you know, it's nice that he defended himself, but did you really have to do that on, like, our baby Dennis's photo? Like, really, you know? But I love Nick. No, hey, like, I love his posts. He's so crack up, and his Instagram stories about Elijah. I don't know her name, I'm so sorry, pronounced it wrong, but his girlfriend is so sweet, and I just hope them all the best, and I hope she gets back to the level tennis she's playing, because she's doing amazing at the moment. Saw some of the results from her matches, and he's posting stuff about it, so if you like her tennis, or if you've seen her around, go give her a like, cheeky like, maybe even a cheeky watch on the tennis courts, if you guys are ever at a tournament where she is, because she's a beautiful girl, and she's really good at her tennis, and she's just come back into it, so, after multiple injuries as well, so that's also really nice. Another Nixon that I really want to talk about, and I haven't talked about a lot, because he's not really on the scene anymore, but he's, I don't know what's happening with him, but Omar Jasika, I used to love, and I'm going to be very honest with you guys, I used to love Omar Jasika so much. He's Australian, younger than, he's turning 21, I think, this year, so he's just coming out of the next gen, but he was actually, like, guys, I kid you not, with the bottom of my heart, he was a great tennis player. He had so much potential, and then he just dropped off the face of the earth, and I still follow him on Instagram to this day, hoping, by some miracle, he's going to turn up at a tennis tournament. But no, all I see is him watching basketball, hanging out with his friends. All I see is him just doing shady stuff or just sliding into people's DMs. And I'm just like, yes, Omar, I'm exposing you today, because get it together, home slice. Like, honestly, sometimes I just want to message him and be like, when are you coming back to tennis? Like, is this tennis still thing? Like, is it still a thing? Like, you had so much potential and you're just dropping off. Like, why? What happened? I don't know if you got injured, but Omar Army, reach out to me, please, explain something to me. What happened to the boy? Like, what happened to our boy? Like, I was just devastated. Like, I was looking at him like, okay, you weren't at Australian Open. And sometimes he does do challenges, but I'm like, that's when he has the motivation, or he does go to training camps and stuff like that. And I'm like, please stop wasting our time. Like, honestly, Omar, come on, get it together, sir. And, like, stop trying to get into girls' DMs that like you just because of tennis. It's not going to happen, okay? And if you are a girl that's done that, I'm not saying anything, but please, girl, please. Boy, bye, Omar. Boy, bye. Okay, next. I feel like I'm flying through these. Jeez. We have Taylor Fritz, and I love children, and his Mother's Day post to his wife, Rachel Fritz, I think that's her name, correct me if I'm wrong. That was so adorable. But Taylor, if I see you playing Fortnite once again on your Instagram story, I'm gonna call you up, I'm gonna call the authorities, I'm gonna call your FBI agent, because I don't want to see that. Like, I personally don't like Fortnite as a, like, people can play it, that's fine, you do you, but I just cannot, with a capital T, not stand the game. And I love that the boys play it, and they get play, like, FIFA is, like, Alex playing FIFA is fine, because FIFA, I love to play FIFA, but playing Fortnite, I just feel like it's such a stupid game, and, like, but then I see it so funny, like, I'm torn, because it gets the boys together, and they're, like, sharing codes and all that stuff, like, Nick posting, oh, I want to play this person, da, 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 da. Like, first me and stuff, and I'm pretty sure it's, like, whether they bond in the tournaments, but then I'm also, like, please don't, it's wasting your brain, you could be sleeping, you could be doing other things that are productive, you know, you could be talking to us for all we know, like, all we care, just, you know, just, please don't. So, yeah, that's my deal with, but I love Taylor Fritz post, like, anything with baby Jordan, is it baby Jordan? Oh, I'm so bad at names. Anything with his baby and Rachel, so cute, like, honestly adorable. Oh, yeah. And then we learned Karen Khachanov has a wife. Well, I already knew this, but I haven't seen her face yet. And now he's showing her more. And I'm like, this is so exciting. Like, it's actually so cute. And, oh, she's so pretty. Like, it's so cute. But some things that reporters say are stupid. Like, I remember last year, that's when I actually learned. And I was kind of skeptical about his wife, because someone asked him, do you like bronze or brunette? And he's like, I'm not answering that question. I have a wife. And I was like, what? I was shooketh to the core. I was like, what? When did you get married? Why did we not know about this? Another one who has a secret relationship is Daniel Medvedev. He's shown his girlfriend, but he doesn't show her face. And I'm like, okay, yeah, to protect her. And that's what Karen was doing. But then I'm also like, is she really real? But that's none of my business. Anyway, who else on Instagram? Oh, yeah. And then there's just, like, the following of random girls that I find is a bit creepy. Like, yeah, I don't know, all guys do this. It's not just the tennis guys. But I'm like, these boys are young and they don't know the dangers of Instagram baddies and Instagram people and just women in general who like a quick buck. So, you know, just those things that I observe. And then you have the American contingent, but it's not really the American contingent, it's the American Academy contingent, which has consisted of Michael Moe, Miomir Kuzmanovic, and there's a couple of other girls there that I don't know the names of, but they're not in the WTA, so I'm confused. But those two boys, very sweet, love them to death, and they're best friends. And it's so funny because for the past, I think, maybe 3 weeks in a row, passing, they were at the same tournaments. Like, whenever I look at the ATP weekly update, schedule update, I would see Michael Moe, and then next to him, I'd see Miomir Kuzmanovic. So it's like they're really close friends, and they do play doubles together, and even on one of, I think it was an Academy post or either Michael's post, he had Miomir was there as well. So it's really cute that they're really close together. It's so lovely that they do that, because it's just like, oh, family, you have someone who's close to, and they were at the same academy anyway, the IMG Academy in America. So that's really cool. But yeah, they have a friend. Well, Michael has a friend, I think. I don't know her name. For the safety of these girls, and just so you guys don't attack them or, like, go and stalk them yourselves, I'm not going to put the girls' names out, but you can tell who she is from the Instagram. Anyway, she's there, and I think their friends don't know if they dated, don't know what the situation is, but she's always there. It's just a thing, and I'm just like, Michael, you do you, but don't forget about the tennis. Like, these two boys, I love them, but I want them to rise up. Like, I really want Miomir Kuzmanovic, like, be in the top 100 very soon. Like, that would be so, and I'd be so, like, I watched his match last night, and it was just, he's in a challenger tournament in Lisbon, so he's doing amazing. Like, he won his first round, and Felix is there, and Alex de Minaur is there, but Alex slightly lost. But yeah, it's just like, come on, guys, let's focus. Focus on what's actually important. That brings me to another one of our next gen, the Nasi. Oh, I love him. But, yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that. I really love him, but, And then, and Sasha Bublik is another one who I really, really like, and he cracks me up all the time. Like, he just has not even the cutest, but he just has some weird stuff going on in his life. Like, I just don't understand what's going on in his tennis. Like, he's at Challengers now, and he has a running for the next gen finals, but sometimes his Instagram stories are a little bit funny, and I'm just like, oh, you're so precious. But I haven't seen him being shady. Maybe I need to look out more. But most people aren't shady. It's literally Twitter that is the literal bane, like, literal crack of me up. Like, Stefanos on Twitter actually kills me. He is so, like, he's not even funny. He doesn't even mean to be funny, but it's just, like, It's just like those quotes that he posts, they're so cute. Sometimes I'm just like, I needed that in my life. And then some of the stuff, did you guys see the world record thingy about the break points? Something related to that. And he like added Guinness World Records or something. And I was like, you're such a nerd. It's actually funny. But I love him. He's so adorable. But yeah, I'm trying to think of other Instagram, the boys from Instagram that I sometimes I'm just rolling my eyes and I'm just like, can you not like focus on the tennis, honey? I can't. I think I got through most of them that are active, and then it's just like the other ATP players, like Diego, who is most of the time either in his hotel room shirtless listening to music or just annoying other players by like putting filters on them, which also cracks me up, and just doing other things, or like I don't really know, there's no one else who's there. And then the women's tennis side is pretty tame. I don't see much of, I do follow quite a bit of them, but I don't see anything weird that they do or anything shady. They're all really lovely, which is kind of strange, because I would expect them to have more drama, but, But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that one. Also, if you weren't involved in the poll that I did on Twitter, follow me below. I make it so easy for you guys. You just click the link in the description, or you go to the page and you click the link in the bio, so make sure you do that so you're up to date. Also follow the Instagram, because I'm very active on that now. So I post stories, I am always literally most, if I don't post a story, I'm posting a picture. So yeah, just go check that out. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Hope you guys enjoyed your tea, and I'll see you guys on the next one.